So another text question, Melissa. What about the use of treatment in patients with pre-myeloma, which, I guess maybe you can explain sort of what MGUS is. And I think your patient too went from MGUS, right,
My
Beth,
patient.
into myeloma. But maybe you can explain a little bit about what MGUS is and whether or not we treat it.
Yeah, so MGUS, it means monoclonal gammopathy of uncertain significance, and before it was considered like a pre-malignant condition, is when patients have a monoclonal protein in the blood or in the urine, but they do not have increased plasma cells in the bone marrow, and obviously they don't have any of the systemic characteristics of myeloma, like the CRAB criteria that Beth was mentioning before. So you only see that protein, but you're not able to see actually that there's increased plasma cells in the bone marrow. They should be less than 10%. And those patients we follow, because about 25% of those patients will go on to develop myeloma in their lifetime. So those patients, usually we see them once a year and we follow all their labs, and if nothing is changing, then we actually do not treat them.